to be a fussy mom. Like it or not, her boy was carrying us all right now. One Eye limped along using a staff somebody had made for him from one of the smaller bamboo weapons. I did not know if it was still armed. Very likely so. He being One Eye, he told me,
"I'm not going to last at this, little girl, but I'll go as long as I can."
Show Tobo what to do, and let him take over as soon as he's got it. Let Gota carry the pickaxe, and you get up on the horse. Advise from there. The old man just nodded instead of finding some reason to argue, betraying his true weakness. Goblin scowled at me, though, assuming he was going to get a large ration of unsolicited counsel. But he shrugged off the temptation to debate. "Tobo, hold up. You really understand what we have to do today?"
"I've got it, Sleepy."
"Then give your grandmother the key. Where's that horse buddy of mine? Get up here, you. Carry One Eye." I noted that the white crow had left the beast's back. In fact, the bird was nowhere to be seen. "Up you go, old man."
"Who you calling old, little girl?"
One Eye drew himself up as tall as he got. "You. So old you've gotten shorter than me. Get your tail up there. I really want to get there today." I offered Goblin a hard look, just in case he got a notion to try poking sticks in the spokes. He just looked back blankly, or maybe blandly. Spoiled brat me. I got my way. The ruined fortress loomed out of weakly falling snow around what felt like noon. Once Tobo got the hang of discovering the boundaries well enough to keep up with Goblin, the band began moving at a pace limited only by Mother Gota's capacities. And she seemed taken by a sudden urge to hasten toward whatever destiny awaited whoever arrived with the key. My natural pessimism went almost entirely unrewarded. Had Iqbal's boys not discovered the wonders of snowballs, I would have had nothing to complain about at all. Even then I would have been entertained, had not a few wild volleys of missiles not strayed my way. We arrived at the chasm Mergen had mentioned. A tear in the face of the plain, rent by powers almost unimaginable. The earthquake responsible had been felt as far away as Taglios. It had flattened whole cities this side of the Don de Preche. I wondered if it had wrought as much destruction in the other worlds connected to the plain. I also wondered if the quake had been natural in origin. Had it been caused by some premature effort of Kina's to rise and shine? "Swan! Willow Swan! Get up here!" Mother Gota had halted at the lip of the chasm simply because there was no way for her to go forward. The rest of the mob crowded up behind the leaders because, naturally, everyone wanted to see. I snapped. "Make a hole, people! Make a hole! Let the man get up here!" I stared at the wrecked fortress. Shattered was too strong a description, but its state of disrepair went way beyond neglect, too. I supposed if the original golem garrison were still around, it would be in perfect condition, and right now the whole crew would be outside dusting off the snow patches attached to every little roughness of the stone. Swan grumbled,
"You need to make up your